The Permission Mission by Dr. Cindy McGovern. A sneak peek. I've got a choir of backup singers in my head. They're clapping and singing and shouting. They're strong, talented, passionate, loud. And guess what? They're holding me back. One of them is my grandma, who wanted to be a doctor when she was a little girl. But she knew that little girls did not grow up to be doctors back then, so she didn't. One of them is a teacher who had my best interest at heart, but told me that girls who look like me aren't supposed to be smart. Two more of them are dear friends who basically forbade me to go after my dreams and tried to talk me out of it because they, quote, thought it wasn't a good idea. All of these people love me. All of these people want what's best for me. All of these people think they know what's best for me. But they're holding me back. They're holding me back because they're backup singers and they want me to be one too. I don't want to be a backup singer. I want to be a rock star. I am a rock star. And guess what? So are you. Now, of course, I'm not a professional rock star in the concert stage sort of sense. But if I wanted to be, the only person that could stop me from chasing that dream is me. The choice is mine to make. But somehow in our lives, we allow these backup singers in our heads to make choices for us. I'm still a rock star in my life, a consultant, a trainer, an author. I try to be a rock star in everything I do in that sense. You are a rock star as well, and you are chasing your dreams. But did you stop chasing your big dreams? Did you start talking yourself out of going after what you really wanted? I wrote the Permission Mission for all of the girls and women and men out there who are doing what they need to do, what they think they should do, versus what they want to do. I wrote it for anyone who feels held back by obligations, expectations, poor choices, and their own lack of confidence. I wrote it for people who want to reach higher, but for some reason believe that they can't, usually because the backup singers in their head are telling them they're not good enough or that girls just can't do that. The goal of the Permission Mission is to convince you to give yourself permission to do whatever it is you want to do, but you haven't. My goal is to help you muster up the boldness to embrace your own feelings, desires, talents, shortcomings, choices, and history with acceptance and without apology. My wish is that you walk away from reading the Permission Mission with a sense of empowerment that allows you to bloom and grow in whatever direction you want to, no matter what the backup singers in your head are singing. But first, you have to know who you are and what you really want. The first part of the Permission Mission, I want to help you identify those backup singers and examine their influence over your life. These are the people that helped create the you that you are today. You'll look at the choices that you've had to make and continue to make to please others, a lot of times, at your own expense. The suggestions you'll read in this section are going to help you clean out what I call your emotional closet, to acknowledge your fears and gain some insight into maybe why you and so many other women and men put themselves last instead of first. And I hope that insight will lead you to once again jiggle the knobs of some of the doors that you've allowed to close in your face. You can open those doors. They're still there waiting for you. You'll come to realize that your past is not your future. Sure, it's a part of what made you the complicated and fascinating person that you are today. But I want you to recall who you wanted to be before you became entangled with the obstacles that prevented you from becoming your rock star self. The rock star that you were born to be. Part two is your permission slip to do or not to do so many things. It's a collection of stories and examples that will help you stop apologizing for feeling the way that you do and for wanting the success that you want. I want to give you the tools you need to get out of your comfort zone, to take risks, to embrace your feelings, to rewrite your script, to live an imperfect life, and to be happy and satisfied by achieving what you want rather than what others want from you or what they need from you. This section is going to show you how to be accountable for your own choices. Stop blaming kids and money and circumstances for holding you back. I want to awaken the selfish side of you in a way that's positive and productive, of course, but I want you to learn to answer the question, what will I do today? And I want the answer to be anything I want. In part 3, I want to inspire you with stories of women and men who have given themselves permission to achieve amazing feats. Some are ordinary women you've never heard of, but would probably like to meet after you've read their stories. And others are very well-known trailblazers who have really changed history by giving themselves permission to shatter the stereotypes. This part's going to show you how others have tackled the same obstacles the rest of us wrestle with. I hope to convince you, like the role models you'll read about in this section, that your accomplishments are notable, and to not downplay them or hide them. I want to show you that supporting other women and men and letting them support you is so much more productive than tearing each other down or holding each other back. Are you a backup singer for someone else? Examine that. Why? What's it doing for you by holding someone else back? Let's lift each other. And finally, we'll talk about that permission slip for truly being who you are, for becoming who you can and will be without apologizing, without hesitating, to realize that no change in your life, no decision you make can happen until you give yourself permission. So let's give yourself permission to be happy, to be fulfilled. Think of the permission mission as kind of your permission slip to change whatever you've always wanted to change about your life, but you thought you couldn't or thought you shouldn't. Think of it as that first step toward claiming the rock star that lives within you and dismissing those backup singers who have kept you from the center stage in your life for way too long. But think about who those people are. How did they get such a prominent role in the choir in your head? Well, chances are they did serve a purpose. Maybe grandma is the one that taught you to look both ways before crossing the street. And yeah, she still resonates in your mind when you look both ways before crossing the street. Well, that's a solo we want her to keep. But are there other things that you keep replaying in your mind that people have said that are actually holding you back? Who told you you couldn't sing? Who told you you couldn't be a rock star? Who told you you couldn't open your business or be an architect or get married or be a mom? And why did you think they were right? Now, it could be because you trusted them. Parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, teachers, coaches. It could be because girls, in particular, tend to believe stereotypes, so they fall into stereotypical behavior. Kind of like we've all heard boys are better at math. So a lot of times, girls will undermine their own performance simply because we're told that narrative. But here's the amazing thing. These backup singers are in your mind. You get to decide which of them gets the solo and which of them you get to fade into the background. The backup singers are loved and trusted people from your childhood, or even now, who told you that maybe you weren't good enough, who questioned your abilities, who put you in your place, or who stopped you from believing that you could do anything you wanted. They're amazing. They are talented singers, but they are people who will never reach the center stage in their own life because they don't believe in themselves. And with love, they've convinced you not to believe in yourself either. I want you to identify those backup singers and evaluate the reasons why those trusted loved ones said those things that ultimately took the place of truth in your mind. And I want to convince you that you don't need their permission, their approval, or their support even, to go for what you want. The only permission you need is yours. Now, before the backup stinger stole the show-stopping scene in your life from you, I want you to think about who you were. What were your dreams? What were your hopes? What were your aspirations? Do you ever look back and wonder, what if? Well, why keep wondering? Let's go get it. I want you to reconnect with those pie-in-the-sky plans that you made for yourself, maybe when you were a child or a teenager or a young adult. But go back before you started believing the naysayers. I want you to think about those shattered dreams, the self-sabotage, the life that you have that's rearranged by parents and others who thought they knew best for you. I want you to snap yourself out of that trance and give yourself permission to step into that spotlight. But we have to find out who's holding you back. Well, the simple answer is you are. But we have to look at accountability. We can't blame others for our failures or lost dreams. We need to help you make the choice and have the resolve to give yourself permission to make the decision to step into that spotlight. Now, I'm a Southerner, born and bred, and there's one thing that I was taught, it's how to be a lady. Southern ladies are always polite. They always serve others before helping themselves. They stand by their men. They hold their tongues. Well, of course, I was born in the South and raised that way. But I've also learned along the way that the only way to get what I want is to ask for it. I can still be a lady and do that. But I know that I have to speak up if I want to be heard. I deserve to be heard. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be successful. I still won't take the last piece of pie at dinner because I think I should leave it for somebody else. And I still won't allow a party guest to bring appetizers because I think I should do it myself. But I am stepping into the spotlight in my own life because it is my choice to decide those things. So we have to also explore the traditions that women uphold simply because we were taught or we're expected to, whether we like it or not. We're going to look at the research that shows that women still do a lot of child rearing, housework, cooking, errands. We'll look at why that is and how you can give yourself permission to ask for, or sometimes demand, help, to delegate or hire someone, to stop a tradition because it doesn't serve you. You don't need the approval of others to live the life you want to lead. The only approval you need is yours. This is going to force you to get out of your comfort zone. We all wear labels, wife, mother, daughter, husband, brother, sister, all those things. We're all known for something. We're good cook. We're willing to work late. We're the life of the party. But that's not all you are. You are a multifaceted person, and you can be all of those things at once. But the problem is we get stuck in the role that we've created for ourselves, or better yet, we get stuck in the role that society created for us. So we're gonna talk about bucking some of those traditions of our upbringing. We're gonna talk about getting uncomfortable with letting go of some of those things to really broaden our horizons so that we can make our dreams come true. And in fact, recognizing that comfortable may be what's sabotaging you from stepping into that spotlight altogether. I wanna inspire you to reach beyond the familiar, to take risks, to empower yourself, try new things, break out of the mold that you're stuck in, and know who you really are. I want you to acknowledge your fears, and I want you to run your own race. You have the permission to write your own script. I want you to have the permission to trust yourself, trust your gut, trust your instincts. Sure, we all need advice and we get help from other people. But you do not need other people dictating your path. You do not need other people telling you what you can and can't do. And you don't need to keep playing that record over and over and over again. I want you to give yourself permission to go after what you want, to take a seat at that table that you want to be the head of, and to truly chase your dreams. And it all starts with going on your own permission mission. Give yourself that permission slip. Go get what you want. It's been waiting for you. The spotlight is yours.